T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And Maxi, the split doubleheader yesterday between the Twins and White Sox, Jose Berríos looking pretty good. The situation with Jose, what can we expect here as we approach the trade deadline?
Well, I don't think he's for sale, and he sailed through five innings, yeah. Gave up one in the sixth, and then in the seventh, you know, and they're going to let him go into the seventh because it was a seven-inning game, could have got a complete game, and he gave up the three-run home run to Sheets and the walk-off home run. He just faded. At the end, maybe in an ideal situation, as a stocked up bullpen, run a couple of arms out there to try to get through the game. But he wants to be that guy too. He wants to be the guy like last night to finish it, because he was buzzing through the White Sox lineup there the first few innings. And he is, to me, showing enough signs that you just keep him in the fold. You don't trade your chips. In the first game, Griffin Jacks threw four good innings, and then had to leave with a blister, but he looked good for four innings. But my belief is you don't tinker with anybody that's got potential to be a starting pitcher, and he's got it. So last night is, part of it is him, but part of it is also them maybe saying, we got to figure out, when's the right time to get him out of there. But right now, at this point in the season, I think what they want him to do is push through a little bit so that he believes he's the ace, push it a little bit further than you have before. And feel that confidence, feel that you're the man on the mound, and get to that next step, because he's not quite to that next step, but he's pretty close.
Pretty close and due to get paid, considering what Lance Lynn is getting.
Yep, and he should get a nice paycheck. I don't know how, I wouldn't bet the farm on him right now. I wouldn't say, hey, you're a number one guy, and he's due a nice paycheck, and he's... Well, we should have been pitchers, Adam, because starting pitchers specifically.
Lefty,
because,
yeah.
Man, if you can get to that where you're a top of the rotation guy, it's over, man. The millions are coming in wheelbarrows.
Speaking of people maybe on their way out, though, possibly saw Nelson Cruz's final home run as a Twin last night.
Yeah, he. And what did he do? He hit a home run, then hit a sac fly to give him the lead in the eighth inning. And at a time when they were down 1-0, and it didn't look good, and Lance Lynn was in command, and Nelson finds a way to get one out of there, and all of a sudden, boom. I don't know what there's a lot of teams that are in contention in the American League that have pretty good DHs. So it's not just an automatic that the market is as big as you might think for him. So mm-hmm. It has to be the right team. And obviously, you're pretty much you assume it's going to be American League only, because the National League, he'd be a pinch hitter in essence, and unless it's an in-league player, they got to the playoffs. So if you assume that's the market for him, it could be a little trickier than you think to get something good.
Big Bailey Ober goes for the Twins tonight against Dallas Keuchel and the White Sox, 6:30 pregame here on WCCO. Yeah. 3M Open, they get a lot of top talent. Does Hollis up there in Blaine, especially coming off the Open Championship. Looks to be a pretty good lineup up there.
Yeah, and last night they do so many things in conjunction with it. Last night, Tim Heron's caddies, kids can come out there, the different ones that qualify, and they can caddy in this tournament, and they teach them how to caddy, and some of them already know, but they do a lot of other influencers out there that they can, grow the game of golf, I guess, in general, but try to open it up a little bit. Now, this is really a different tournament this year, because they're coming off the Open. They got to come across the pond just to get here, and then the Olympics are sitting on the other side. So it's you know, like today, Michael Thompson's available. He's a defending champion in terms of media availability, but nobody else, because I think just because these guys aren't getting to town until they have to, you know, they're playing a pro-am maybe this afternoon and then tomorrow, you know, playing their practice round pro-am. But it's a difficult one for the players to you know, to get to.
On the Olympics note, from the folks you talk to as you report on sports and the people connected to local Olympians, how concerning is the COVID situation? Because it sure seems that the situation in Japan isn't great, and it's kind of a bubble, but it's not a bubble. It seems a lot still up in the air.
Yeah, and I haven't talked specifically to local Olympians about fear of, and obviously the stuff that came out in the last couple days. My gut would tell me that they'd have little concern about competing because the vast majority of them are vaccinated, and the vast majority of them are in great shape. I mean, they're not, they don't consider themselves susceptible. One of the reasons they're Olympians is they feel like that they can't be defeated. And so I don't see that. I don't hear that. You know, obviously team sports, you'd have more contact with people on one hand. On the other hand, you've already been through all the protocols like basketball and things like that. And then the individual sports, you can at least stay separate to an extent if you want. But I'm kind of confused about it all because if you're vaccinated and at 90%, 95% chance, you know, that you're going to be okay, or you've had it and you get antibodies, I don't know why you'd be all that concerned over there. And then on top of it, you're in great shape.
Next hour, we'll preview the NBA Finals. Milwaukee could win it tonight, so that's pretty
exciting.
Hammer's
hitting the road, huh?
Hammer's hitting the road. He's already got one foot out the door, so hopefully he'll still be here. You'll be here at 8:40. We'll talk about it then, Mike.
You got it.
Thanks, Maxie. 6:46, News Talk 830 WCCO. What a perfect day to get dunked, and I'm doing just that. We'll tell you about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.